Sorry coming into you in this attire.
Mary, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. Mary, you worked in Jacobs as well.
I think we're two of the oldest people living in the office staff anyhow.
Would you like to sit down and join us here?
Are you sure not? Because I just came to see that everything was all right.
Oh, no. I'd love to talk to you as well.
And your friend hasn't arrived yet, no?
No. We've all sorts of helps and aids and people come to us.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Are you okay sitting there?
Oh, I'm grand, thank you.
Okay, okay.
Incidentally, another 90-year-old.
I'm older than...
Go away. You were born in
1922.
What part of Dublin were you born in?
I was born in Fairview.
Fairview. So you were near enough.
Yes, but we didn't know each other.
No. What was your family name?
My name was Dagg. D-A-G-G, Dagg. My parents were from Tipperary, but I was born in Dublin. And then we went to live in near Lucan.
Your father, was he... What brought him to Dublin?
Well, he was... They were farming, from the farming stock in near Nina. There were a lot of Dags down there, and they were mostly in them. Well, some of them were auctioneers, some of them were solicitors, some were... They were all a mix and gather them. But my father came to town. His mother died when he was very young, and his father died while he was still very young, and then he came to Dublin and he served his time in Switzerland to the drapery business. And then my mother came up to Dublin, and she, her mother had died, so she started farming up near Lucan. So then my father went into business, it was grocery business. So my mother ran the farm and my father ran the... was in the grocery business until he died. He died quite young. He was in his 40s died, yeah.
And so again, you were left, your mother was left
rear you. Yes, yeah, yeah.
And finding work in Dublin, was Jacobs your first job? Or?
Jacobs was my first and only job, and I was there for, I think, slightly over 10 years, around about 10 years.
So what year?
1939. And we were married in 1950.
Yes, and so... 50, that's right. Yeah. Mm. What work were you doing?
I was in the office, the upper general office. Mm. I went in first to the export office, but that was... The war was on, and they closed the export office down, and then I was transferred down to the upper general office. With Miss Ned Lee was my boss there. Mr. Sparks was my boss in the export office.
And the war years, did it make a difference? The economic war. I mean, did it affect Jacob's biscuits?
It did, and everything was rationed. I was rationing then. All the biscuits were rationed, and we had to just give them a percentage of their quota, and it was very difficult, but we seemed to get through.
But during that time, what did you do with all the extra stock? Because you would have, you know, the factory would have produced.
Oh, the stock went very quickly. You know, we had to use all our stock to get out biscuits to all over the country, and then when that diminished, we had to just ration what was available.
And was there concern amongst the staff in Jacobs that you might lose your jobs because of the war?
No, we never thought that, funny enough. We were there and they were always very good to us. Edward Bewley, used to walk around the office twice a day, and, you know, no, we were never worried about losing our jobs.
Was there... say the at that time when the staff, I mean, it was over 3,000 people, or
there were 3,000 I think originally when we went in, but it had diminished to but it was mostly factory I think that were let go. I never remember any. There were 50 odd in our office, the upper general office, but nobody was ever let go. You know, we were we worked, and then you got married or died or what, went on pension.
Yeah.
And were replaced.
Yeah.